The U.S. and five other Western countries are calling today for a ceasefire in Aleppo, Syria, but it may be too late. Syrian forces are said to be close to seizing that city back from rebel forces. Dr. Khaled Amalaji is watching closely. He was born in Aleppo, became a doctor in 2006, was imprisoned in the early years of the conflict for giving medical care to anti-government protesters. He says he was tortured in prison and after release risked his life going back and forth into rebel territory to work in a clinic. He's now at Brown University in Rhode Island, part of a stand by that school to bring Syrian refugees in to study. He joins us in the studio. And doctor, you are still trying to get aid to your countrymen, but seeing TV pictures, how do you remain positive?
Yeah, at the end, if I will be pessimistic, I will be in a horrible situation because a lot of people inside depend on us to keep working.
So you feel you can't be pessimistic?
I can't. And all the doctors, they are saying, we will keep working, we will keep treat patients. Otherwise, we cannot allow that people just surrender and stop seeking democracy because they don't have food, because they don't have a hospital to go to. And actually, every time I go inside Syria, I feel more optimistic because you look at the people and you see how much they are optimistic and how much they feel they're happy because they are away from this regime.
Yeah. Well, but we know there's a Western Aleppo, which is more government-controlled, Eastern Aleppo, where there are thousands of civilians. They've been trying to get out, but thousands of civilians under this bombardment and also blockade. They have no food and no medicine. This has to be painful for you to see.
Yeah, actually, I've been in one of the neighborhoods which are now under heavy attacks, like running a small clinic. Now it's the life is like from the morning till the late evening, continuous bombardment with everything you can imagine, rockets, barrel bombs.
Well, and the most compelling pictures are, you know, the little boy sitting covered with rubble dust all by himself in an ambulance, or men, the white helmets, the rescuers, running with these little limp bodies in their hands. I mean, as a physician, this has to be terrible to see.
Yeah, we received a lot of calls now from the white helmets group inside Aleppo that they are running out of fuel, running out of all their consumables and resources that they were using to take people out of the rubbles. Mm-hmm. So the bodies are filling the streets now.
Yeah. So it's being called a hell.
Yep.
Now, look, I know that from stateside, from here, you're trying to build more underground hospitals. But what else are you looking forward to? Because it feels now as if, especially with President-elect Donald Trump, who has indicated that he agrees with Russia and he might pull American support of opposition fighters because the real fight is against ISIS. Opposition groups are also fighting ISIS. What does that mean for you?
As humanitarians, we have to say that we have to support civilians, whatever. We have to support civilians under ISIS control. We have to support civilians under the regime control. But the point is, the needs are different. In the rebels' areas, we cannot function there because all the civilian services, it's attacked by the air forces, and obviously it's the Russian and the Syrian regime. Mm-hmm. And in ISIS areas, civilians are actually more safe. Why? Because it's not attacked at all by the Syrian and the Russian regime.
Because Syrians know what many have suspected, that the Russians are not attacking ISIS, they're just attacking the opposition.
No, this is since 2.5 years. The regime was attacking Raqqa and Deir ez-Zor at that time. And when ISIS controlled those areas, zero attack on those areas.
Yeah. So Donald Trump did say on the campaign trail, he'd bomb the heck out of ISIS in Syria. You're shaking your head. Are you saying that you feel maybe things might be better under a Donald Trump?
Actually, all of us, including the president-elect, he will know more after he now.
After he's in office,
yes.
Yeah.
I think he was busy, but now he knows more who Russia is targeting in Syria.
Some would say this is wishful thinking on your part. You're wishing that Donald Trump will come around to seeing perhaps the rebels should be supported and that Russia is not attacking ISIS the way it is, saying it is.
I can say that he have a lot of pressure that he can do to stop the war. And at the end, it's not Donald Trump. It's the U.S. and the history who is writing what have been done so far by the greatest power in the world.
Look, you know what Donald Trump said during the campaign, that Syrian refugees should not be allowed in unless they're incredibly well vetted. We know and have reported on the fact that they are. Do you fear you might be thrown out?
Actually, for me, I'm not a refugee. I'm a student visa here. Yeah. But again, if we are talking about the refugee crisis, it will never be solved by taking more and more refugees in Europe or in the U.S. or in Canada or anywhere.
It has to be fixed in Syria.
It's like a disease. You cannot fix a cancer by giving a Tylenol. You have to go and fix the disease itself.
That's Dr. Khaled Al-Malaji, a Syrian doctor who is currently at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island, part of a program there. Dr. Al-Malaji, we wish you well. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.